This is Radio Nepal Tika Prasad Khadka with news, the headlines first. Main day of the Long Chhat festival marked with prayers and holy offerings to setting sun. Riverbanks, streams and ponds witness huge crowds of devotees across nation. Political parties Tom secured a prerequisite to March 5th House of Representatives election. FNCCI urges investigation and action against those involved in looting, vandalism and arson during Janji movement. And UN pleads for safe passes for civilians trapped in war-hit Sudan City. Now the news in detail. The main day of the four-day-long Chhat festival has been observed today with the devotees offering prayers and urga, holy offerings to the setting sun. On this day, worshippers stand in rivers and ponds and lakes to honor the sun god Surya and Chhati Mata, the goddess, believed to grant health, prosperity and longevity. After observing a fast and staying awake all night today, the devotees will worship the rising sun tomorrow with offerings as a major part of the festival. They offer fruits, delicacies, money, cloth items and other items. Those offerings symbolize gratitude towards the sun god for sustaining life on earth, as the four-day festival is dedicated to the sun god and goddess Chhati Mata. The rituals include fasting, offering prayers to the rising and setting sun, holy bathing and meditation while standing in the river. The festival is one of the country's major festivals and is predominantly celebrated in the Terai Mathis region, but nowadays it is celebrated by different communities of people in hilly and mountainous region. Banks of rivers, streams and ponds across the nation were decorated with colorful lights, flowers and festoons for this Chhat festival. And these places were crowded by the devotees. Meanwhile, President Ramchandra Podal today visited Guheswari Pasupatinath area and offered urga, curd and holy water to the sun from the bank of Bagmati River. On the occasion, he reached the area specially prepared for the Chhat Puja celebrations on the river banks, and paid homage to the sun god and his consort. Similarly, Prime Minister Sushila Kharki performed the Chhat Puja of Chhati Mata by attending the celebrations at Kamal Pokhar in Kathmandu this evening. The government had announced the nationwide public holiday today on the occasion of the Chhat festival. The Samasakewa festival has begun in Mithila region. The festival dedicated to brothers is observed by the women of Mithila and is started on Monday night. It begins on the second day of the Chhat festival, or the fifth day of Kartik Shukla, the bright fortnight in the month of Kartik, and is observed for 11 days, concluding on Purnima, the full moon day of Kartik. The political parties have expressed concern over the security situation for the democratic exercise at a time when the government has claimed that it was making preparations for the March 5th election to the House of Representatives. The parties are for the arrest of the inmates escaped from prisons and the return of arms looted by the demonstrators during Janji protest. The Rashtriya Samachar Samiti cited Nepali Congress leader Sam Kumar Khimiri as saying that it is a pressing issue whether the country holds House of Representatives election in a peaceful atmosphere, as they had not seen favorable environment for it so far. Khimiri, however, said that Nepali Congress, as a democratic political party, does not shy away from the election. He clarified that the Nepali Congress will come up with the clear views on the election and contemporary issues after its meeting. Similarly, Madhav Sapkota of the CPN Mao Center underlined that neither government nor political parties can avoid election at present. Moreover, CPN UML leader Mahesh Kumar Bartola said that only measures to bring the DDL constitution and democracy back to track is the election. The Federation of Nepalese Chamber of Commerce and Industry, FNCCI, has urged the government to investigate and take action against those involved in looting, vandalism and arson targeting industries, businesses and private property during Janji movement. The FNCCI has also called on the government to guarantee security. Issuing a statement today, the Federation said complaints have been received from its members that police have not even registered reports against those involved in the incidents. The FNCCI said these incidents have not only weakened the morale of private sector, but have also had a negative impact on overall economic activities of the country. There is a possibility of light to moderate snowfall and rainfall in the country starting tonight, according to the Weather Forecasting Division. This is due to influence of the low pressure system formed in the Arabian Sea along with the westerly winds. Light to moderate rainfall and rain, snowfall and rain rather, is likely in some places of Gandaki, Lumbini and Karnali provinces, and in a few places in the hilly and mountainous areas of the remaining provinces, says the Weather Forecasting Division in a post-monsoon special weather bulletin released earlier today. In addition, there is a possibility of heavy snowfall in one or two places in the high hilly and mountainous areas of Gandaki province. The division has requested people to take necessary precautions as the possible snowfall and rainfall may affect daily life, mountaineering, as well as the agriculture and tourism sectors. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for a short break.
बजारमा नयाँ के छैन नेपाल टेलिकमका विभिन्न सेवाका अफरहरू सस्तो सारै सस्तोमा खरिद गर्न परेमा *1415 ह्यास डायल गर्नुपर्ने रहेछ त्यही भएर कण्ठ पारिराख्या
हो र दाई
त्यति मात्र हो र भाइ नेपाल टेलिकमले विभिन्न समयमा ल्याउने विभिन्न अफरको बारेमा थाहा पाउन पनि *1415 ह्यास डायल गर्नुपर्ने रहेछ नि त
*1415 मलाई पनि कण्ठै भयो दाई
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार
वेलकम ब्याक नाउ द रिमेनिङ न्यूज Minister for Health and Population Dr. Sudha Sharma Gautam today visited those injured during the Janji protest and are receiving treatment in various hospitals. The minister visited Tribhuvan University Teaching Hospital in Maharajganj, Kathmandu Medical College in Sinamangal and the National Trauma Center to take stock of the health updates of the injured ones. The health minister told the media, promising to leave no stone unturned in providing them quality care. According to the latest updates from the ministry, 11 Janjis injured during the protest are being treated at various hospitals across the country. You are listening to Radio Nepal's 8 PM English News Bulletin. Now to some international news updates. The UN has called for safe passage for trapped civilians out of the Sudanese city of Al Fasher after paramilitary fighters announced that they had seized control of the army's main base there. According to the BBC, Sudan's military has not acknowledged loss of the site, which would be a significant victory for the Rapid Support Forces, RSF, in the ongoing civil war. UN Chief Antonio Guterres said that the latest fighting marked a terrible escalation in the conflict, adding that the suffering of civilians was unbearable. Al Fasher is the last army foothold in the vast western region of Darfur and has been besieged by the RSF and its allies for 18 months. The US and China have agreed that the framework of a potential trade deal that will be discussed when their respective leaders meet later this week, the U.S. Treasury Secretary has said. The BBC's U.S. news partner CBS cited Scott Bessent as saying that the framework included a final deal on TikTok's U.S. operations and a deferral on China's tightened rare earth mineral controls. He also said that he did not anticipate the 100% tariffs on Chinese goods threatened by U.S. President Donald Trump coming into force while China will resume substantial soybean purchases from the U.S. Both the nations are seeking to avoid further escalation in a trade war between the world's two largest economies. Trump and Chinese President Xi Jinping are due to hold talks on Thursday in South Korea. Now the general weather forecast for the country for tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be generally cloudy throughout the country. There is a possibility of moderate rain or snowfall at a few places in the hilly and mountainous region of Gandaki and Karnali provinces, and light rain or snowfall at one or two places in the remaining hilly and mountainous regions. With this, we have almost come to the end of the news bulletin, but before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Mende, a 4-day-long Chhat festival marked with prayers and holy offerings to setting sun. Riverbanks, streams and ponds witness huge crowds of devotees across nation. Political parties Tom secured a prerequisite to March 5th House of Representatives election. FNCCI urges investigation and action against those involved in looting, vandalism and arson during Janji movement. And UN pleads for safe passage for civilians trapped in war-hit Sudan City. Well, that's the end of the news bulletin from Radio Nepal. For this hour, please also visit our website www.radionepalonline.com for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.